Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back there, 25 or 64. Is that, I think that's the name of this, huh? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wayne Cruz is here, too. Wayne is Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. You see he and his cohorts on TV all the time doing reporting on their very important work that they do. Wayne is the guy who's been amassing the 10,000 Commandments report every year on the regulatory state of our federal government. He's also got a new report called the Unconstitutionality Index, Regulations versus Laws. This, folks, this will take your breath away. Wayne, thanks again for being here. As I understand, when you say regulations versus laws, tell us what you mean by that. I think I know what you mean, but I want you to say
it. Yes, well, the Constitution says all legislative power shall be vested in the Congress of the United States.
Yeah.
What we've done now is created...
That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fred always says, the Constitution, it isn't perfect, but it's better than what we have now.
That's right.
but the legislators that we elect are supposed to make the laws in the country. However, we have these 60-plus departments, agencies, and commissions, really hundreds of them when you get down to program levels, but all of these departments, agencies, and commissions that are putting out rules and regulations. I just did a quick roundup this week, and the year finished with 3,541 final rules and regulations. Now, we don't know yet how many laws the Congress has passed. That's still being compiled at the National Archives, and Obama has just signed things that aren't filed yet. But last year, for example, there were 3,600 regulations, but there were 72 laws. So what that means is there are 51 regulations for every law.
What?
And so I was looking at this and looking at the notion, because this is the pen and phone era, you know, that you hear so much about in the news, that the president says, you know, regardless of what you think of the ideas, and some can be good and some may not be, some can be lukewarm, but he says he's going to work and go around Congress if he can. But the president is there to execute the laws that Congress has passed.
Right.
But instead, it's not just laws nowadays, and it's regulations that outnumber laws tremendously.
What a lot of people don't think about... I'm sorry, go ahead, Ed. What?
Well, I was just going to say, and you know, I've been tracking these regulations, but one thing that's got me really concerned, Jim, is nowadays executive orders, guidance documents, memoranda, bulletins, blog posts. You know how Obamacare was extended? It wasn't a new law. It wasn't a new regulation. It was a blog post and a press conference.
Wow.
So when you have lawmaking that affects real people and real job creators, real employers...
That's been debated and considered based on the constituents of all the voters and the Congress.
Yeah, here's my problem. It's where I need your help and people who listen to your show. I'm tracking regulations. How do I track regulatory dark matter?
Right. No kidding.
It's like a shadow legislative
system. You know, folks, we have a.
Well, I was meeting with a professional. She's in the healthcare consulting businesses, and she helps firms, small companies, set up their healthcare programs, and is dealing with Obamacare. And she said to me, Wayne, I don't even know where to go to find out what the new rules are,
because
there's no one place where it all is put and makes any sense.
Because there's this dark matter, the shadow system. The reason, Wayne, as you probably know, the collapse of 08 happened was because the shadow banking system collapsed, and we've got the shadow regulatory system out there now, folks. What happens is when Congress passes laws, those laws are then given to the agencies to promulgate and to write the execution the way those laws are going to be executed, and that's where the problem is, because You know, we have the 113th Congress, which was supposedly, Wayne, not a very productive Congress, but that doesn't mean you and I didn't have more government imposed on us, because the regulatory state kept right on working. They didn't care what Harry Reid was not doing or not doing. They were cranking out 51 regs per law.
You better believe it. Just this past year, 3,500 rules, and it's been that way at least since the turn of the century.
And part of that, here's what's scary, Wayne. Part of what they're doing, folks, is not to protect you and me, is to protect their job.
Yeah, I think you see that in a lot of places. I'm worried about it. You know, we've had conversations on different topics on your show. I'm concerned about it a little bit with respect to cybersecurity.
Oh yeah,
and private sector systems versus government rules. And
yeah.
I think it matters a lot in privacy on the internet. You see the Federal Communications Commission now making a play to regulate the internet, which is done quite well without the FCC regulation.
Right.
You know, it was FCC that delivered us those monopolies for decades
mm-hmm.
when there was opportunities to change. So regulators always look for ways to expand their turf. And I think for small businesses and so forth, there are a lot of things you have to watch out for. There's this dark matter. There's government investment that tilts markets in certain ways and against
yeah.
some businesses and for others and things well, like
well,
that.
But out here on Main Street, when we hear stuff like this, Wayne, out here on Main Street, it just makes us say, how can I have anything? How can I possibly... matter in at least things I have no control
you know what?
Over.
I don't want to leave it on a negative message, and I always say this. There is something that's bipartisan that is very worthwhile that's being talked about. Way back when I worked in the U.S. Senate, I worked for Phil Graham.
Quickly.
He proposed a Regulatory Reduction Commission.
Right.
There's now a bipartisan version of that that's going to be reintroduced.
That's what so we need.
Exactly.
We need to sundown regs, Wayne. Nothing's going to work. This is not going to work unless we have a sundown for regs, where they go away in 5 years or 6 years. I don't care how long we pick a year, but the reg has to end unless it's renewed. Every one of
them.
Definitely. Tintil, right back after these messages with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.